Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very V-A-R-Y Necessary Podcast.
Hello.
Hey. Ching, 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 ching.
They're my jingle bells.
I thought that was the Cash App ching, ching. No, I was about, yeah.
I hope we getting some.
I love to hit a little coin drop unexpectedly.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Always.
Like, especially when it's not money? A birthday or a holiday or something. It's whoa, a, wait a minute.
And that Cash App drop.
Yes. I wish Zelle did a little
ching, ching.
Well, jingle, ching, ching.
A notification from my bank.
Thing. I get a notification too, but I don't.
It's not the same. It's not the same.
You know what? I need to change my notifications for my Zelle.
Oh, you can make them have sounds?
Mm hmm.
Oh.
You can change your text.
Yeah,
I mean what y'all, with the money spin different when it got a little jingle or something to it?
Your whole mood change, girl. What you talking about?
I'm like, ooh.
You know money, mate. You know money. Money. What Rick Ross say?
Don't nobody love money like I love money now, but I wouldn't give a damn.
Money make you what?
What'd he say?
Come. Money make me come. Money make me come.
Yeah, it make me come to my senses sometimes. You know, it make me come to.
You know what? I don't know that song.
You don't. You know we gotta Susie. Play that for you on the way back home.
Oh, speaking of Rick Ross, so Tia Kemp, you gotta love her, right? You gotta love her.
October Scorpio.
You got Tia Kemp is.
Yeah. I
okay.
Know.
Mm-hmm. So I just love watching her reels, but I just recently found out the dentist that she got her veneers from, he's not really a dentist. He's got caught up in a whole fraud situation.
Really?
But they said his practice, everything he did was so state of the art, so well manicured, so well put together. What really got him is that he was charging classes like $6,000 a class to teach veneers. And they said, oh, it was like impeccable. Clean. He knew his stuff, but he got caught up.
And apparently he knew how to put
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because she has like top of the line. She has porcelain veneers.
Yes.
Wow.
And he's never been to dental school.
Hey. I mean,
Some people just have the gift.
They can learn,
you know.
The fact that you have been teaching for years, and I want to say, I think it was like 12 years.
Wow.
Y'all got to go read the story for yourself just to make sure, you know, check me. But, you know, I'm just.
So to someone who.
Can
holds,
I say, I didn't decide saying allegedly.
Yeah. Because we don't know for sure. But I will say this. For someone who holds, I hold 5 professional licenses.
Mm-hmm.
If you have not been actually licensed to do something, technically you cannot be sanctioned. So feel me on this, people.
Oh.
If I go out here and I tell someone that I am a mental health therapist, right? I can say that I'm a mental health therapist all day long. I can't say I'm a licensed mental health therapist.
But I think he's been going around saying
calling himself a
doctor something.
I can call myself doctor.
We all can.
I can call myself Dr. Yolanda. So until I put it out there in my credentials that I went to Johns Hopkins University and I
had credentials on his wall, like he had a dental office.
Okay, so that's where he fucked up.
Yes, he had an entire dental office.
Okay, you can have a dental office because...
With credentials on the wall?
Not credentials on the wall. You can... So, here's the deal. Mm-hmm. I can be a medical... I can be a director of service in a medical facility without one day of college or a background.
Really?
Because, yes. I can manage because I can technically manage the facility.
Right.
Here's where we go wrong. When I start portraying myself and telling people that I actually went to school and am licensed
in this field
or whatever, because I can say all day I'm a mental health therapist and give advice.
Like Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
Because he was not licensed.
Exactly. However, I can't say I went to school and took X, Y, and Z boards and passed, and I am licensed as a
Right.
That's where we go wrong.
And Ayanna, she's not licensed either.
What? No. Ayanna has a background in law.
She's not licensed.
What? I thought she was a licensed therapist or something.
No, she's not. Dr. Phil either.
Shut up. He just got his doctorate degree.
And you don't have to. Hell, go back to freaking Dear Abby.
Yeah.
She had a whole, she was a whole freaking columnist.
Well, I didn't think Dr. Abby was, I don't know. I just never paid her no attention.
She's not Dr. Abby.
She's
Dear Abby was just, you know, she just
was somebody. She's just somebody who, but I mean, do we not love and respect Dr. Phil and Ayanna?
Not Dr. Phil.
I ain't never really Dr. Phil. He just never, something was just never right. Never, about him to me.
Yeah.
Ever.
I don't know. I kind of enjoyed Dr. Phil.
Never ever.
Miss Van Zandt, I love her. Look, I think, you know.
Yeah, he hit some fine points, but I don't feel like you have to necessarily give, I don't feel like you have to be a doctor or have the credentials to give, you know, life advice if you've lived. Right. However, from a clinical standpoint,
that's when it's different.
That's when it comes into play. Because you have to understand the advice you give to somebody can be life or death.
Right.
And not just to that person, but to others. So I would advise anyone who thought, look at now. People trust social media more than credentials almost.
So let me tell you what they said in this write-up. His name is Brandon Dillard.
Name would be Brandon, wouldn't it?
Brandon Dillard. The so-called, the rise of the so-called veneer specialists and veneer technicians on Instagram has led to an unimaginable dental damage to patients, but the law is catching up with the posing as dentists looking to make some more money. October 3rd, investigators in the Atlanta police officers raided the dentist office of a A-list Smiles Atlanta perpetrated dentist office was where authority says Brandon Dillard has been practicing dentistry for years without a license. The company's Instagram page has more than 160,000 followers, and Dillard has been performing veneer procedures since 2021. Wow. So he has been getting A-list.
Okay, but let me stop you right there. He said he was a veneer specialist. He said he, or veneer technician,
well,
or whatever it is.
This is one write-up. So there's so many different write-ups.
So, like I said, there is no governing over a veneer specialist over or a veneer technician, because technically that doesn't exist in the eyes of regulatory law. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if I say I am a eyebrow technician, technically that doesn't exist. No one can govern that or say I'm at fault for anything. Matter of fact, I wouldn't even, and I can totally see why he's been sued, because you can't even sue me, because as long as I've disclosed to you that I am not a dentist, I'm not a dentist per se by the governings of the state, and I don't have insurance, because I can't get insurance because I don't have the credentials, there's nothing you can do. You're coming in this in blind faith, and I would hope that he had documentation and paperwork that said, you know, basically you're doing this by your own risk. Right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because this is what I am. This is what I portrayed to you. And you just coming in here based on my previous work of what I've done on other people.
Well, they're saying that Diller is facing 8 felonies, including practicing dentistry without a license, practicing medicine without a license, and theft by deception.
So he did not disclose that he did disclose that he was a licensed.
Apparently, yeah.
he had to have.
Okay.
But like I said, there's no such thing as a veneer specialist or veneer technician.
So he gave him a new title to himself.
So that would be almost like, say I went to school to be a dental hygienist, right? And then I decided to do veneers on the side. You could come after my hygienist license because I was basically practicing outside the scope of what I am licensed to do.
So maybe he was a dental assistant and been around the practice. I'm just assuming been around the practice for so long that he caught, you know, just being around and you learn from watching.
Mm-hmm. But where is his professional license? If he was never licensed as a dental assistant or a dental hygienist, there's nothing technically he can do to those people unless he disclosed at some point to these people he had been trained, licensed, and insured to do all of. So what is the what's the thing now where it says you have to have the surety and the bonding in certain professions in order to practice? You know, it's almost like a bonding. It's like a bonding.
Mm-hmm.
To something. I mean, it's different professions that require you to have a license and a surety and a bonding.
Right, because you
in order, you know, because you can get sued.
Yeah,
right.
Okay. Yeah, like we have to.
But if you make up these fictitional, you know, positions or you know, titles, I mean, what can you do? I can say I'm the freaking doctor of fairies. And if you come to me, I can show you how to do spells on people. Police can't come and arrest me for that. It's not a thing. It's not real. It's not like I try to make this shit like right, it's unbelievable as possible. Right. But if you that stupid, you gonna give me your money and I'm telling you that I'm the doctor of fair. Like I can even tell you that, hey, I'm the doctor of fairies. And if you want to be a fairy doctor too, I can license and ordain you to be a fairy. But who is the governing official over fairies to say that I'm lying? There is none. This shit ain't real. Ding dong head. And that's why people gotta learn how to is this really smart?
Is this really a thing?
Right.
Or are you so caught up to wanting this particular thing that you're ignoring the fact that it's not really real?
Correct. Right. And I'm going to tell you this. So I branded myself a while back as the entrepreneur, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm great at what I do. Like I told you, I hold 5 professional licenses. And I decided I was going to do a class and I was going to certify young ladies after taking modules of my class to be spa technicians. Mm-hmm. There is no such thing as a spa technician, but this was something that I created that I could basically do a curriculum on, which would give you the information you needed in order to work in a spa as a spa technician.
Mm-hmm.
It's not real. But I was going to give them I was going to give them the information that they would need in order to work in a spa. Period. That is totally legal.
Right. It is.
So if someone wants to come to you for advice, veneers, whatever, and you're not licensed, you're not telling people that I'm an actual dentist or whatever, because hell, just like I'm saying, who's the fucking spa god that says you can't do that?
But in his case, he did.
And
he
using licensed medication that narcotics, because everybody knows that you have to get numbed.
And guess what? If you want to know if I'm a real nurse, all you got to do is go on SCLLR.
Yep.
And pull up
nurse. How many people going to go and look at the labor
when
licensing?
Somebody, let me they tell will you something.
I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
They will do
when
it.
When I had my surgery, I damn sure did look my doctor up to see if he had any formal complaints.
Because we got sense to do stuff like that. And we're looking for people who have the credentials to go with it.
Even if your doctor got a license and a diploma and everything under the sun
on the wall,
it still behooves you to go on MD .com to make sure this doctor don't have no dings against him. Mm-hmm. You could have a licensed doctor working in a facility that is under supervision for whatever reason that has been filed
and it has been released.
It has to be public knowledge mm-hmm. that have had several complaints filed against them over the years, have gone before the board before. Like when I tell you, you have to do your homework. Stop fucking around out here and putting your life in other people's hands, and you ain't checking behind them.
Absolutely.
Because they human too.
Oh.
And that's the same, like you said, that same goes for anybody. That's,
y'all need to stop going to these licensed hotels, getting the little butt injections
with the cement.
Here we go. Who the fuck goes to a hotel to get injections?
Because they want it for the low.
Don't know. Well, guess what? When you get it for the low and the shit go wrong,
right?
Who you gonna blame? Yourself. You can't sue me if you came to a hotel and I told you I was putting cement in your butt. I disclosed to you what I was going to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not.
And you probably say, "Well, I'm a licensed doctor, but I do this on the side because I know y'all can't afford."
Or I'm a nurse practitioner that works in the office with a doctor.
Yep.
You can save money with me. And you're not a nurse practitioner.
I mean, that's just like
CNA.
With the weight loss injections. I've heard from so many people that, you know, of course they can't get the Wegovy or all this other stuff. So now they go to somebody that's a nurse practitioner or another doctor. Mm-hmm. And come to find out, all they're doing is injecting vitamins in you. That's it.
No.
It is not. It's not Wegovy. It's not Mounjaro.
So you spending all that money for some vitamins?
Yes.
Now, I will say this. All nurse practitioners and all PAs are supposed to work under the supervision of a doctor.
Right. They are.
So that's a credential that you have to, you know, research as well.
You do.
And I mean, if you're not doing the due diligence, you know, yourself, then I don't know what to say. People got to wake up.
But you do. You have to do your research. And like you said, Yoshi, you do. When you are having a surgery or some type of medical thing, you have to go online and you do read up on your doctor
even,
or surgeon
even,
or whatever they call themselves.
Even if it's not the doctor, why not go and look up if you're having a surgery done? Say I'm going to have lipo, mm-hmm. right? Or say I'm going to have a tummy tuck, something of that effect. Why not go online just to look up the success stories,
right.
how deep the incision is, what the healing time is. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't want to know, like, the basics, like, the healing process afterwards.
Right.
Like, what's the normal healing time afterwards? What are the side effects? What are, you know, what could adversely happen upon me doing this, you know? Look at the horror stories in comparison to the success stories. Hey, if I see too many, maybe I want to rethink this. Maybe right. I don't necessarily want
a second opinion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, stop jumping out here doing shit. And then when it don't work out for you, now you mad and you want to sue and kill the whole world. Like, because you didn't do what you needed
to
do.
Yeah, you didn't do your job. It's deception.
Because
do people believe deception more, or do they know better? Some people know better.
Like I tell you, social media got a lot of people's heads.
Some people know better, and they try to take the shortcut. And then when it doesn't work out for them, now they want to go the legal route or the correct route in doing things because you didn't hold up your end of the bargain like you supposed to. So now I'm going to come after you because this is not what.
And you know what's crazy about that? Majority of them win. When they filed a lawsuit.
And you knew. You knew it wasn't right.
The majority of them win.
Yeah. And to me, if you're going to be, I mean, think about it now. We in the age of the scammers, too.
Right.
So if you scamming, make sure your I's are dotted and your T's are crossed. Like, I never told this person so-and-so-and-so. I never disclosed this. I never said that. You know what I'm saying? So,
but it's crazy when a scammer gets scammed.
Right.
Now, that is crazy.
Correct.
That's just crazy.
And I'm going to tell you.
There's always someone smarter than you.
You goddamn right. And I'm going
to
go.
And know how to do it better.
I'm going to go back to a story. It was a young man doing a hair show in South Carolina. Had everybody pay him all this money to enter his hair show. Right? Now, you done made it seem as though you're inviting all these celebrity people here. The show is going to, you done booked this big event space. Show is going to be phenomenal. All these people going to be here, right? And then 2 weeks before the show, something happens and the show is no longer a show. Now people want their money back. The lowest cost to get in the show is $350. And then I think the highest amount to pay to, you know, it was based on tiers, was like $1,500. So there were some people who paid him $1,500. I paid him the lowest amount, which $350. When it came up that people wanted their money back, he was just like, yeah, y'all ain't getting your money back.
Non-refundable.
Right. But how is that when it's your fault? It ain't no fault on mine. I didn't default on the agreement. I paid you when I was supposed to pay you. So now it ain't no show. So where my money at?
Right.
Like, just because, you know, shit ain't come through on your end, that ain't got shit to do with me. I want my money. So I reached out to this person and was like, hey, so now that we're not having a show, can I get my money? This motherfucker decided he wanted to get nice with me, and you ain't getting no goddamn money back. And had the nerve to come out his mouth and talking crazy. And yeah, okay, no problem, blood. None at all. Because see, I know how to get mine back. Called up the PayPal, put that motherfucker, fraud. Yeah, need y'all to investigate that. Matter of fact, go ahead and lock that account till I get my money back. So now this is how you take your payments from your clients. So now you got to tuck that pee-pee in between your legs.
Yolanda, can you call up the PayPal and tell them?
What happened to all that lying that was in your voice when you talked shit to me day before yesterday? I can't call nothing. I can get my money back, and then I can get the lock off. So then you got to come to me and get me to sign off on so you can open your account back up so you can even take payments for your clients, because now I got all your shit locked. The deposits stayed unpaid, your money that's in the account, all that shit. Yeah, when I get my $350. So he had to call in people, release my $350, and then that's when I took the lock off. Don't fucking play with me. I know how to pay you, and I know how to get ask the questions and get what I need back, because I done had too many people steal money from me in business. You don't think that I've learned by now to cover my ass? And that's what people need to start. We too fucking grown for this. Y'all too old to be out here scamming niggas, and people too old to be around here with no agreements and different things put in place to be like, I don't know how these people stole all my money.
Mm-hmm. I want to know, was it a show that was supposed to have happened, or it was a show that never was supposed to have happened?
It was a show that we thought was supposed to happen, but to that person, they never had anything done.
They never, their intentions were never just to take your money.
No, this was the plan from the beginning.
And he lived in the air, in the city.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know,
how you live in the city, you gonna be around
but
people.
God gonna fix you, because this person is no longer in business in this city. I don't know where he is now, but can't show his face, can't do no business. And
he still live in the
I'm
city?
Not sure.
I think so.
Oh, I'm wow. not sure.
Mm-hmm. Like, how can well, you show he, your face?
Yeah, but he's around. We'll talk offline.
Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah. It is what it is. And then you make yourself look bad when you do bad, dirty business like that. Yep. But I'm going to also say, with the consumers, people look at consumers. Consumers look at situations like that, too, also to prey on. They look at people in business and then try to scam people out of stuff. You know how many motherfuckers done told me, just in doing hair, oh yeah, I gotta go get my money out the car. Get in the car and drive off.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop. I don't believe it.
Yeah, I have had a young lady get a whole full hairdo. Oh, let me go get my pocketbook out
people
the car.
People don't do that.
Got in the car and drove the fuck off.
No.
So
not to you.
Yes, no. To me. I will say I got. So, now, So now what I started doing before, I was just like, you know what? We get halfway through, mm-hmm. almost done. Maybe I'm about to curl you, whatever. Want to go ahead on and pay me now? Because mm-hmm. that way, baby, you ain't walking out my salon without my money in my hand.
How can you live in a community, a area, a city, a state, and knowing that you're going to run, you know, at some point in time, you're going to run into this person or y'all
not necessarily. Circles. Not necessarily. It's happened to many people. Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah.
Crooks.
I guess I'm not a crook, so I don't but put my mindset
but
there.
That's why you put payment options into play where you take deposits yeah. online, because why would I allot 3 hours of my time Ooh. To you, then you don't show up for your appointment.
Right.
That fucked me out of an appointment. Now I'm sitting here. So yeah, now even when I have my massage clients and they have to honor, you know, the deposit that I tell them to put down, and they'll tell me, I don't feel comfortable. What if you don't feel comfortable paying me X, Y, and Z before to ensure that I don't lose my time? Then
now I've heard horror stories where people do deposits and then the stylist never show up or don't send the address of where they're going, right. and you know.
But I also have a caption where it says your money is totally refundable if I am at fault.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Where you can get your money back in full, no questions asked. And that's why I say when you don't read and when you don't put things into place that make your clients feel like, okay, this is, you know.
Right. Because that will ensure that will make me feel safe knowing right. that you will take accountability right. already.
Same with, okay.
Without me even having to ask.
And I'll say this. I have had things to come up last minute. I made an appointment with my massage therapist. He doesn't ask me for a deposit anymore, but I'll just go ahead on and pay it because I like to get half of it out the way so I don't have to pay him as much because I tip him well. It was a day I could not go. He had already allotted the hour for me. This was last minute. I paid him. I paid him for my time.
For right. the inconvenience
for the
of
time.
The,
yeah. inconvenience.
And tipped him. Because that was on me. That had nothing to do with him. Like, people need to start being human and understanding. And because, now this man, he took my money, no problem. He was like, you know, I understand. I just credit you, you know, this massage another time. No, this was for your hour. Mm-hmm. Period. Like, you do stuff decent and right. in order. And that's how you continue to have blessings in life. You cannot fuck people over
and, that's
and
very
think
noble.
Your life
that's
will true. Be blessed.
But like I said that. Earlier, everybody doesn't think that way. But everybody's not going to think that way. They'll be like, okay, well, I didn't render the service, therefore I shouldn't pay you.
Right.
However, that was a time that somebody else could have had.
Right.
And if you did not tell them in a good enough time frame,
they
can't book anybody else. So, I mean, that's like with any profession.
Mm-hmm.
You should.
But people don't have respect. I mean, even when it comes down to bringing your kids, you don't take your kids to work. Like, everybody don't do well with kids in salons. And I mean, I've had somebody try to bring a child to a massage session. Mm-hmm. What the fuck? Well, they gonna sit over there with the lap. No, no. So now I gotta put on my shit. Don't bring no kids up in here.
Right.
Because, now you wandering off. Like, everybody don't want to fuck with y'all kids. I'm just letting y'all know now.
You're right.
I mean, even coming down to when they hollering in the store.
It's not an environment where you should be bringing a child anyway. Mm-mm.
It's not. Go treat every situation like you treat your business.
Right.
Period. Just be professional about your shit. Or even call and ask, hey, I don't have a sitter for today. Is it possible that I can bring little Bobby with me? They'll sit right there with the laptop and it won't be an issue.
And then you can say, no, I don't accept
yay
children
or nay.
in mm-hmm. the salon.
I've had a client to bring their dog with them
right.
to their appointment.
What
well,
the fuck
you think
this
is?
Emotional distress animal.
Yeah.
Emotional, what do you call it? Emotional
distress dog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, ESA.
Stress dog.
Yeah. But mm-hmm. hold up.
Or animal, yeah. ESA.
I have a fear of dogs. other than my puppy. You know what I'm saying? Because he's different. He's a whole little human boy.
He's a whole little human boy.
Yeah. So I'm not going to feel comfortable with your dog. And if you're bringing your dog to my establishment, why wouldn't you ask me if I freaking feel comfortable with that? Same way I got on a plane next to somebody with an ESA. You don't think y'all should have warned me before I sat down and noticed this little motherfucker moving on the floor?
Yeah, because you have a
fear. Yeah. Respect me. Respect my time. Respect my space.
Yeah.
That's all I ask of people, because I do the
same
thing.
Even if I didn't have a fear, I think I would have acted out just
right.
GP.
It's just like because. The world would run so much smoother if we would just be totally clear and honest and transparent with people, and as well as respecting others as though we would like them to respect us.
Right.
When you put it out there from the gate, these are my rules. I play no games. This is what it is. I promise y'all have less problems with motherfuckers. Like, anybody who been dealing with me in business know I don't play. I don't play about my money.
Well, you shouldn't.
Yeah, I don't play about my money. I don't play about my time. But when you're dealing, when you're talking to other stylists, other people in business, and they're questioning, like, why do I constantly get the clientele who don't respect the boundaries that you haven't made it crystal clear to people how you operate. And that's why they continue to play in your face. And this comes down to relationships with people. This comes down to friendships, relationships, just anything. When a motherfucker know how you get down and they know no, I got people at my job say, I know Arrington wasn't going for that shit. I knew she was going to say so-and-so. I need everybody to know how I operate, so you know not to even go there ever with me. And is that just me being me?
Is that me
just being, you know, people are scared of me or whatever?
People just know your expectations.
Right. I am a good person and I treat everyone good and I respect people good. And I demand, not I want, I demand, God damn it. You're going to treat me the same way, or I don't have to fuck with you and you don't have to fuck with me. Period.
It's good when people can already sense your boundaries, your
exactly
what you your expectations or your allowances,
right?
Because when you walk into that room, mm-hmm. or if they even see you and say that, then I did something right.
And mm-hmm. and that's why I kind of go back to that guy. I was like, I wonder what he put out there, you know, to, because he's had a great business,
yeah,
right.
And so was it one or two people that got mad because they charged too much, or you know what I'm saying? I'm just thinking, if he's done all his homework and due diligence, and then it also backfires on him. If you done made all this motherfucking money, nigga, you know this is your niche. Why not go back to school and get yourself credentialed?
Right.
It's almost like when them people went and got all that PPP money. If you gonna go and lie and say you did all this shit, why not go open up the daycare that you got the damn $20,000?
Because that's too much red tape. It's too much. It's easier to the money. You're getting $6,000 per person to enroll into this course.
And I would have put $1,000 towards my education.
And now you have to.
It was getting too good for
you. You have to go through.
But see,
however long it takes to go through.
He was going to be caught.
That's what he fucked up. Okay.
He thought he was invincible.
So that's a dual sided, you know, oops. Because the person should have checked the credentials, and mm-hmm. he should have made sure he had them at a certain point.
And what happened was, and this is probably what happened, somebody that, a dentist that was doing veneers, mm-hmm. all their business started doing them down. There. And it's like, okay, let me check this guy out. Because mm-hmm. they will do that.
Yep.
Your name starts circling around. And people in business,
you in
the
great state,
will do that.
Or the great city of a Fulton County, mm-hmm. right. Atlanta, Georgia.
And they like, oh, I'm about to shut this down.
Mm-hmm. My competition is outdoing me.
Exactly.
Yeah, by like 50, 60%.
And Yeah.
It's almost like in the club business. So when I had a club, I had a gentleman who was mentoring me. He came to me. He said, I'm just letting you know, when your shit get really, really good, these boys going to come after you. They going to do stuff to sabotage you. They going to call down to the alcohol licensing. And they gonna tell lies on you. They gonna put shit in your parking lot and send the police over here because you're taking business away from them. Is that not crazy? So not to do anything to improve your business, to make people to come to you, but shut my shit down to where they have to come to you. It's basically, I mean, dog eat dog. So you got to have the bigger teeth. It's dog eat dog. You over here minding your business, just trying to make a dollar. But if you do everything that you are supposed to do in accordance to the law, nobody can touch nobody, you.
Regardless of what they try to report.
Exactly. Nobody can touch you.
You're supposed to walk up, and keep going. Head up high, chest out, confident.
Right.
And
when you know you're doing the right thing and you know all your I's are dotted and T's are crossed, like there's nothing anybody can do to stop your success.
Well, what's the advice that you'll give to people? Get your stuff in order.
Yeah.
Get it in order.
Decent and in order. Right. Come on.
So nobody can take it from you.
I remember this one lady told us a long time ago when I first started in the field, and she talked about people getting their master's and their license. And she was like, you're doing all this traveling with the stamps, but where's your passport? Where is it?
Boom.
Where's your passport? You traveling. You got all these stamps, but you ain't got nothing. Where's your passport? You don't have nothing. That's it.
Drop jewels.
What do you think based on that, Vaughn?
About what Sue just said, or about everything?
Just the whole situation.
Just feel that everyone needs to make sure you have. You don't want anyone to take your hard work from you,
right?
Because what he did was not an easy task. It was a lot of thought put into it. It was a lot of time put into it, and you're putting other people's lives into it. So why? If I'm going to bring myself down, what if he injured someone? What if something happened? Like, always have yourself set up to where you are, your license, your insurances, you know, you don't ever know what you're going to come up against. Don't bring other people down with you.
Right.
That's number one. If I'm going to go down, let me go down by myself. Now you got probably victims. I don't know what the backstory of how it all came out.
Probably could have happened too.
You never want someone to take your hard work from you, and you want to always have either that credential, that license, the backing to support whatever it is that you're doing. Because now he got beautiful teeth. Oh, his teeth are beautiful, but that mugshot, the teeth ain't doing no justice with that mugshot.
Hopefully he invested.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so,
I hope so.
What good is it to take a nice picture that is now like all plastered all over the news and social media?
Because what happened to that young man who was posing as a doctor in Florida? Like, didn't they give him like a slap on the hand or something like that?
And the little young guy.
Yeah.
What color was
he? Black
boy. Black boy Joy.
He was running a great practice as well. People really.
What kind of doctor was he portraying? Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think it was like general practice.
Yeah, general practice. And he was doing good. I mean, a lot of people,
I can't see them giving him just a slap on the wrist.
I think they did.
I can't remember,
because he was young. He was so young, but he was doing his thing.
Wow.
Wasn't he like 18 or something? Yeah.
Really, y'all?
Yes.
Yep. And he was doing a great job.
People need to do their due diligence and check credentials.
The white coat, everything, girl.
And I guess he's saying, if I already have knowledge, why do I have to go to school for something that was God-given to me? I get that, too. However, that's not the way this world works.
It's so much shit that I know, but I'm not going to sit up here and pass myself off.
You're not delusional. That's why.
Right.
These people are delusional. They've lost their way because of, I don't know the word to say it, but they have gotten themselves into a situation mentally where they think they are above things, or I don't know, maybe it's
I blame social media.
Maybe it's something that
y'all think, so many people who feel like they can go on YouTube University.
Yeah.
And they're doing it.
University.
Is that thing?
And B,
they're doing. I am a certified YouTube.
You got your doctorate from YouTube University.
I am a certified YouTube natural hair consultant. Okay. I can tell you about the porosity, the density, mm-hmm. like all of that. Like right. I did 1,020 hours, because mm-hmm. you know, regular credit hours 120. Mm-hmm. So I did 1,020. I've done my due diligence when it comes to natural hair. Mm-hmm. You know, I really
have. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, you have.
And I still won't go out there and tell folks about, because guess what? They're going to say, I told them, and they went after. Mm-hmm. I don't have time for that.
And this works for me.
This is what's best for me. That we all, because you even have a certification and license, Vaughn.
I do have a certification,
so
yes.
So all of us, even if we do say, we have to be careful of what we say.
Yes.
What we post, mm-hmm. because then they can come back and say, we solicited this advice or what have mm-hmm. you, and then they'll be calling the licensing board, and then yep. we'll have complaints all up under, no.
And that's why I separate when I do videos and different things when it comes to health and wellness. This is based on my personal experience, yeah, right. or I'm practicing today as Nurse Pretty, not Nurse Yolanda Arrington.
Right, right.
So I separate the two.
Right.
Because Nurse Pretty is not licensed. Nurse Yolanda Arrington is.
And so, that's why you have to do those disclosures.
Right, right. These are not the views and opinion of Very Necessary Podcast, but, right. you know, just
this is my experience.
Yeah, just my thoughts, just my personal thoughts, mm-hmm. just my personal experience. And I just think in 2025, in opening businesses, in having relationships, in just being a better you, let's just do better. Yeah, the discernment,
education. Stop letting people play you. Always check after people. I don't care how simple it is. It's always. You went to the store today? Yeah, what store? Walmart. Roll the cameras. I was joking. Not that far, but just check after people. Like, you have to.
Yeah.
Especially if you talking about getting into relationships, and when I say get into bed, that doesn't mean physical bed. That's into
business relationships,
personal relationships. Yes, any contractual relationship.
Even if it's not a contract, because I don't know if people understand
friendships,
and I've learned this year. You don't have to have a physical piece of paper and a signature to have a binding contract with someone.
Right. Right.
It could be verbal.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It can be.
It can even be based on a understanding between the two individuals. It can be through text message.
Yep.
This is a binding contract. Mm-hmm.
Sure mm-hmm. is.
So people understand.
And that's why people win the case.
Exactly.
I'm telling you.
Exactly.
And they I've known all of that.
And I'ma let anybody on this earth think that you smarter than me until it's time for me to show you that, motherfucker, I was smarter than you. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Don't ever think that you smarter than the next person.
Right.
Because a cat always gonna jump out the bag on
you. Yep.
You never know.
And that's for the scammers.
Yep. Never know.
All right. Take us out.
No, it's over that quick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dang. We ain't even talk about what we was gonna talk about.
Of course not. That's our MO.
I forgot all about it.
ADD.
Okay. Yep, well, you know what, people? This was, I guess, a very necessary topic to talk about that we forgot to even talk about what we were going to talk about. But anyway.
But it was good.
Thank you for tuning in to today's show. We appreciate you listening and never miss an episode on our website at thevarynecessarypodcast.com. You can catch us on all social handles under the Very Necessary. And that's it.
Each week, do something to improve your physical, financial, social, spiritual, emotional, and mental health. Why? Because self-care is very necessary.
Bye. Peace out.